Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks wearing the gold uniforms, the bright gold that we like so much. Still seems new in some ways, but this is the design the Streaks program went to. Oh, gosh, Jim, they might have rolled these out in the 97-98 season as I think about it. This design might have been around that long as the tip goes into the backcourt on the sideline, and the Silver Streaks will have it to start off the game.
Well, like we've talked, the years go by quickly. I would have guessed these were not around then, but we've got like four different looks now with the gray, white. We don't have the black ones anymore, do we?
Nope.
Those were sharp.
Driving in, JJ has his hand picked. And Jordan Reynolds comes down with the ball standing on the end line, so the Silver Streaks will hang on to it. Yeah, I mean, it's not these exact same gold uniforms that have been around because the font on the logo has changed over time. Here's Ross on an inbound to the baseline off the back of the rim. Rebound batted around. There's Thompson on the weak side. Steps to the basket, lays it back in. Boy, Eric fought off two defenders to come down with a rebound, and when he turned around, there was nobody between him and the basket. Good way to start for the Streaks. On the right side, this is Marquavi on Flint. Has it stolen away. Streaks trying to get out in transition, and Flint chases it right back down as the ball was knocked away from the backside as Thompson came away with it. Flint on the right side works his way to the top of the arc, guarded by Ethan Meeker. Now a three by Nick Enna, a senior. No, rebound put back, rolls through as Jordan Reynolds standing down to the weak side. Foul bounced right to him, and all he had to do was step to the basket and lay it up and in. Two apiece for a minute into the ball game. Down low, good look from range. Turnaround jumper by Ross on the low block. Streaks getting some high percentage shots here in the early going.
Well, Rockford will have to change up that, or we can run that play all night because Ross, with a decided height advantage, can post up down there.
Chris Burnell, a sophomore, down the right side outside the lane. Devin Ross got in front of him, knocked it out of bounds. And Burnell will go to the baseline and inbound it. Just a 5'8 sophomore. To the left of his backboard, gets it in just to the right side of the lane. Dantreon Dodd down low, then leaves it off underneath the basket for Nick Enna for the lay-in. Penetrated, got caught down along the baseline, but when he did that, he drew the defense. And that allowed for the easy layup for Enna. Shaw on the outside, range comes to the outside, gets the pass away from Burnell, now drives past him, splits two defenders, dishes it to the outside. Now Meeker had it. Ross probably had a more open shot. Meeker drives in with a one-hand shot, rolls up and in off the glass.
When Meeker forced the issue that time, went face-to-face on the dribble, and then pushed his way a little bit farther down the lane and one-handed it off the rim. Three shots, three makes for the Streaks so far.
Burnell on the right side to Flint. Reverses directions, goes right down to the baseline. Cut off, leaves it off underneath. A block from the backside by Eric Thompson on Dantreon Dodd, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Devin Ross into the front court. Shaw. Kevonte to the free throw line. Right side, driving in. Thompson off the glass and in. Streaks are hot, hot, hot to start off this game. Lead 8-4.
Well, as we had hoped, some openings on that Rockford defense that we haven't seen in a few games. We played some really good defensive clubs in Maine South and Manuka and Gurney Warren.
Shaw goes up, deflects a pass into the backcourt. Rockford East chases it down and then a foul as Streaks filled the lane as the E-Rabs thought they had an opening go down the lane, and Ethan Meeker gets called for a hack on the arm. His first, team's first, 5:35 to go first quarter. On the inbound, Burnell from the right of the basket gets it in, cutting in. Enna gets fouled going to the left side of the basket. Are they going to get Devin on that one? The two free throws coming up. Nope, they call it Kevonte Shaw instead. Second team foul on Galesburg, first on Shaw. Ended at the free throw line, one of three seniors in this starting lineup. First free throw off to the left. Talk about how tough this King tournament has been. Not only tough in terms of tough on the Silver Streaks, but tough competition. It's a good tournament. We could certainly say the same thing about that girls' tournament, too, huh?
Yeah, we knew they'd be in for a lot of battles, and they still got more coming up on Saturday. Morton is next.
What a great field. On the left side, Shaw fakes right, drives left, cut off by three white jerseys on the baseline, gets it out to Thompson, reverses it right back to Cavante, steps right around the screen, 18-footer short, rebound batted out from Ross, back out to Shaw, and the Streaks get another crack at it. Nice job by Devin to keep that one alive. Ross pulls it in from the left side, hesitation, down to the low blocks, up and in with the right hand.
I don't think he ever had any designs on anything but going to the basket, but he made the defender think he was thinking about passing the ball, and then that hesitation led him right back by him.
Thompson comes out from down low, pokes the pass loose, shovels it off to Range in transition for the layup. And that forces a Rockford East timeout with Gillsburg taking a 12-5 lead after the Thompson picked for the steal, and then he shovels it underneath to Range in a good two-on-one transition.
And Rockford East getting a tongue-lashing from Coach Roy Sackmaster over there right now. And you know when Eric Thompson, he's got at least two, maybe three steals right now, and he kind of led that thing down the lane. Nice little dish off. You don't expect the big man to be that slick dishing the ball off, and Streaks are off to a great start.
He keeps flashing out from the post down in the middle. And then around the pass of that high post is when he keeps kind of bopping out there and trying to get a hand on. He had one. He almost had one earlier. You're right, Jim. He had one. And then he had another one that had he gotten that one, he would have been off to the races. And this time he makes it happen. We were admiring or getting updates from the River City shootout in Peoria where Richwoods and Metamora are playing. Richwoods under 500. Metamora's been off to a terrific start. Richwoods was blowing them out early, and now with under 4 minutes to play in the game, Metamora has come all the way back to take a one-point lead.
Wow. They're down 16.
Two misses on the opposite end by Rockford East, and Eric Thompson gets the rebound. Streaks trying to build on an early seven-point lead. On the outside, Devin Ross with it. Guarded on the elbow, pulls it back out, now drives to the free throw line. Dishes to Meeker, steps back for three, rattles it through. Five in the game for Meeker. Gillsburg by 10, 15-5. On the inbound into the front court to Jordan Reynolds. Drives to the free throw line. Range cuts him off. Again, Thompson comes out going for a steal. Misses it, and that allows Dantreon Dodd to drive down the lane and lay it up.
E-Rabs were down 12 at the half to Manuka earlier today and came back and won in overtime. So at least they have some confidence to feel like they can come back if they get in the hole early.
Halfway through the first quarter, Streaks up 15-7. We have Nick Myler at the scoring table ready to check in for the Silver Streaks as Ethan Meeker drives it in all the way from the left wing for the layup. And Ethan, with that basket, has now scored 1,000 career points at Gillsburg High School. Jumper at the other end, Jordan Reynolds answers. 17-9, Gillsburg by 8. Meeker needed 7 tonight to hit 1,000. He's got 7 already in the first quarter. We still have 3.5 minutes to play. Ross, hesitation move, gets past his man, and with the man behind him, he just pulls up and drains a 12-footer. This great shooting by the Silver Streaks makes them look like world beaters right now.
Sure does, and we're getting a lot of open opportunities and taking advantage of every one so far.
Ball knocked loose, but then chased down by Enna, who ducks underneath the block by Thompson to lay it up and in. 19-11, Gillsburg by 8.
9 of 10 from the field so far for the Silver Streaks.
Amazing.
We'll take 90% shooting. That'll win a few games.
Range curls around to the free throw line, leaves it off on the give and go, backdoor cut, but then it's intercepted, intended for Shaw. Range knocks the ball loose, picked up by Shaw, undercut, ball on the floor, Rockford East comes up with it, leading the break into the front court. On the right side, Jordan Reynolds, then he gets it left side over to Brunell, fires an 18-footer. That's off the back of the rim, Ethan Meeker with the rebound. Streaks trying to get back quickly. Four Rockford East jerseys beat him back. Now a pass into the left corner. Range for three. Air ball underneath the basket. Enna with the rebound for the E-Rabs. And a foul at the other end as Rockford East breaks out in transition, trying to catch the Streaks napping. And we've got six players at the scoring table ready to check in. Three for each team.
Cavante Shaw got hurt on the other end. Never made the trip down the court. Was actually good we had him back there because he committed the foul but stopped a breakout, and he's still hurting over there as he sits down next to the coaching staff. I'm not sure what the nature of it is.
Two fouls on Shaw, three overall on the Silver Streaks, none on the E-Rabs so far. In for the Streaks is Darius Sammons, bouncer on the inbound, defended by Nick Myler, and I sound so surprised with Myler in there. He hasn't played since before Christmas. Cody Hawthorne with a block at the other end, but Rockford East recovers. Now into the hands of Scott Gowan, a 5'9 freshman. Driving in from the left side, taking all the way basket. Another block by Hawthorne. Loose ball picked up by Sammons. Here come the Silver Streaks. Pull up by Ross from 15 feet. Devin with 8 in the quarter, 21-11 Galesburg. Back quickly comes Reynolds. To the top of the arc, Alex Moore driving in, down to the low blocks. Another block, loose ball picked up on the weak side by Dantrion Dodd. Streaks are getting a hand on all kinds of shots down there. It's 21-13, 8-point lead for Galesburg.
Yeah, the officials are really letting them play here so far on both ends.
On a reverse, down low, Hawthorne to the basket, put back, batted off the rim twice, now picked up off the floor, Dodd in transition to the other end. Ross comes over to get in front of him, puts the shot up and in anyway. Six for Dantrion Dodd. Here comes Rockford East back, now down six at 21-15.
Probably a good thing we got Myler and Salmons in there if this game's going to be up and down this much. We need a little help from the bench.
Ross on a curl, hesitation. This time he's cut off. He reverses back to Meeker. Fakes a three, drives all the way in with a left hand as Gowan came over too late to go for the block. That's nine for Meeker, 23-15, a minute to go first quarter. Reynolds lobs it, deflected, stolen away by Hawthorne. Salmons got a hand on it. Cody was able to pick it off. Second E-Rab turnover. Ross out of the midcourt circle all the way to the right side, down to the baseline, pulls up on the blocks, up and in, and he's got 10.
He thought about kicking that one to Darius Salmons over here on the other side. He was wide open, but Ross, realizing the position he was in, well, why not just put it up here from right under the basket?
Ross and Meeker with 19 of the Streaks' 25 points in this first quarter. They're on pace to score 100 with 30 seconds to go in quarter number one. Alex Moore on the outside picks up his dribble, left side over to Brandon Chester. The 6'2 senior puts the ball on the floor, taking it right at Nick Myler. And Myler got him on the arm for his first foul. Four team fouls on the Streaks. A lot of action here. It's benefiting the Silver Streaks, who lead by 10. J.J. Range will come back in for the Streaks after the first free throw by Brandon Chester. Two E-Rabs waiting at the scoring table to come in. First free throw off the back of the rim. Marquavion Flint and Nick Enna back in for the E-Rabs. And Range comes in place of Salmons.
Rockford trying to really overhaul everything they're doing out here right now. We talked about the Silver Streaks. Not only having, not having Williams and Gibson, but having a thin bench and getting some guys into new roles. So Rockford's really had to do that with, since the start of the season, five players. They lost their point guard, they lost their starting post player, and then their two big power forwards. And so they have completely had to rebuild here.
Streaks trying to hold for the final shot, leading by nine, with down to 7 seconds to go. Meeker with a long three, rolls off, rebound deflected out, chased down by Rockford East. Chester into the front court, stops short of the top of the arc, slips backwards, and he ends up about 10 feet short of the basket on the shot. 25-16 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Wear a button, win some cash.
My name's Eric, and I'm at Galesburg High School. Also, a WGIL button spotter, and who did I find today?
Kim Woodkirk from Galesburg, Illinois. $200 in cash. Brand new $100 bills, and you couldn't have come at a better time. Go spend some money. We're going to go shopping.
Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank and Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Thank you very much, WGIL.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
WGIL congratulates Eileen Mansfield of Galesburg, who won $100 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. Congratulations from Galesburg Radio 14.
One quarter gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Streaks put some points on the board. They lead at 25-16. They force a Rockford East turnover on the opening possession. And then in transition, they give it right back. On the opposite end, an offensive foul as J.J. Range waits on the low blocks. Run over by Jordan Reynolds. And turnover, turnover, turnover in the first 13 seconds of quarter number two.
This is one of those games, if you look down to make a mark, you're going to miss some action. These guys are getting after it up and down the court.
First foul of the game on Rockford East. Goes against Jordan Reynolds on the inbounds. Shaw back into the game, bounces it over to Ethan, nearly stolen away as he bounced it through the Rockford East lane. Now Meeker pulls up high post opposite end, off the back of the rim twice. Rebound, batted around, still on the floor. Shaw comes up with it, in the lane, goes up with a right-hand hook, no. And the rebound taken down by Enna for Rockford East. Silver Streaks lead by 9 as we begin quarter number 2, looking for their second win in this tournament, but their first of the weekend. Right side, Marquavion Flint pulls up from 14 feet on the right side. Weak side rebound by Shaw. Silver Streaks trying to get out with it. Ross pulls up on the right elbow. Now he'll bring it back out near the half court into the midcourt circle. Played 1 minute here in quarter number 2. Nobody scored so far. Back door, and Thompson misses the jam. Perfectly executed, and Eric just rimmed it off the back iron, and the rebound chased down by Enna. They ran it perfectly, but down low on a loop scoop shot by Brandon Chester on the right low blocks. And after all that, it ends up being the E-Rabs who get the first point of the second quarter.
Yeah, you got to pick your time to run that play to Eric and catch him by surprise, and we did there. Maybe we'll find that a little bit later in the game because it was sure wide open that time.
Meeker on the outside, trying to drive in, found an opening down the lane, leaves it off, throws it over Eric Thompson's head on the right side. Eric was caught flat-footed as he thought Meeker was going to go all the way to the basket. Looked like Thompson might have been setting up to start to move in for the rebound, and then when Ethan dropped it back to him on the right side, Eric was flat-footed and just couldn't get any oomph to go up after it. Richwood's back on top of Metamora, 45-44 with 22 seconds to play at the River City shootout in Peoria. UT defeated Peoria Notre Dame earlier, 41-28 at that shootout. On the left side, driving in, on the baseline, all the way up and in for Jordan Reynolds. 25-20, E-Rabs back within 5.
This is such a wide-open game. It's fun to play in, but you can get in some bad habits, too, on both ends of the court if you're not careful, and I'm sure Coach Mike Reynolds is going to be very aware of that as his team still ahead, but just a 5-point lead after that hot start.
Kevin Ross, J.J. Range, fakes right, drives left, now bounces it right, leaving it off for Thompson, who maybe had a chance to go up for the shot, but he dribbled back out of the lane. Now Ross has it, 18-footer, just inside the top of the arc. No. Thompson with a rebound, puts it on the floor, up and in, and a foul.
First field goal of the second quarter after 5 straight misses, and Eric Thompson should be a night where maybe he could get double figures, a decided height advantage in this one against anybody else that Rockford can offer.
Foul on Nick Enna, his first. Second team foul on the E-Rabs, 5:37 to go first half, 27-20 Streaks. Thompson's free throw off the back iron. Rebound, Range got a hand on it, stripped it out of Brandon Chester's arms. Ball still on the floor. Now Eric comes over, steals it, drives in and gets hammered going to the basket. And Brandon Chester crawled up his back, and Eric's right there to help him up. Slowly, Chester went hard down to the deck as Eric kind of ran out from the back side of him, and Chester ended up hitting the floor pretty hard after the turnover.
That's unusual to see the guy going in for the layup. The guy from behind clobbers him, and the guy from behind is the one that falls on the floor and gets hurt.
Yeah, Eric just kind of ran right out of it. First free throw off the back rim again.
I was telling somebody else, I see these guys hitting the floor so hard, and he'd have to pick up the pieces and sweep up the floor with me if I hit the... And these kids just bounce right back up. I guess that's why they're 17 years old.
And he missed them both. He's been long on all three of them. Rebound fought for, and coming out with it, Reynolds for E-Rabs. All the way to the other end, trying to draw a charge is Meeker. Reynolds missed the shot. The ball dribbled out of bounds on the rebound. Back to Rockford East.
Probably got away with a foul on that one, too. But I'm glad they're calling it loose. Last game of the tournament. It's fun to watch. Going to call every foul. It's going to kind of destroy the momentum of this one.
Lob into the backcourt, and Rockford East chases it down. Marquavion Flint gets a hand on it and then just pops it straight up in the air, which allows him to avoid the turnover. And at the opposite end, they find Nick Enna on the low blocks for the lay-in. 27-22. 5-point Galesburg lead. Streaks have led by as many as 12 in this one. On the right side, J.J. Range. Up top, Thompson. Now Ross on the outside. Guarded by Flint. Devin right side, Meeker. Wide open. 3-pointer off the back of the rim. And the rebound chased down by Chester. Maybe the most open look Ethan's had all weekend. Driving at the other end. Offensive foul. As Shaw was there waiting, Charles Burnell tried to pull up and avoid the contact, but either Cavante sold it really well or there was enough contact there to draw the charge. First foul on Burnell, fourth team foul on Rockford East, and their fourth turnover of the quarter.
After going 12 of 17 in the first quarter, Galesburg just 1 of 7 so far here in quarter number 2. As we see our lead down at 5, trying to build on it here again halfway through the second quarter.
Meeker into the front court. Nick Myler back in, replacing Eric Thompson. Ross to the left side. Gives off to Range. And then tries to leave it off underneath to Cody Hawthorne. The officials say it's out of bounds on Cody. Streaks turn it over. Galesburg's going to put the full court press on.
I think they probably missed one there, but nobody's getting too worried about it.
Lob into the front court. Jordan Reynolds backed in on Devin Ross. Nearly traveled with it. Passes it to the right side. Marquavian Flint pulls in and then to the outside. Enna drains a three. And Galesburg calls timeout as Rockford East is pulled within two at 27-25. This is a full timeout, 4:17 to go first half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
The Galesburg High girls travel to Wharton Fieldhouse to take on the Moline Maroons Thursday night. I'm Tom Meredith. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 6:06 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4:17 to go in the first half. Silver Streaks, 10-point lead at the beginning of the half, is down to 2. They've been outscored 9-2 to begin this second quarter. And lead just 27-25, forcing a Galesburg full timeout. Meeker, Ross into the front court along with Hawthorne, Range, and Myler for the Silver Streaks. Meeker to the left side, Range with it on the outside. Deflected pass out to Ross at the top of the arc. Devin cut off, now reverses back down the lane. Pull-up jumper from 12 feet away, no. Rebound deflected off the backboard. Chased down by Nick Myler. Now Ethan down the right side of the lane. Takes it all the way. And a blocking foul called on Rockford East as both Meeker and Reynolds hit the floor. It'll be the second foul of the game on Reynolds.
Well, to see Meeker go to the floor hard like that, you kind of hold your breath. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but
not even talk about it.
Meeker's holding his right arm a little bit there as he goes to the free throw line.
Of course, we saw Eric Thompson go flat on his back in the Rock Island game on Friday, and he was slow to get up and winced a few times on some rebounds throughout the rest of the game. We were gritting our teeth over that one as well. Meeker's second one. Missed them both.
Still massaging that elbow, too.
Rebound to Dodd.
And a turnover.
Streaks force a turnover. 7 of the game on Rockford East. Ross pulls up on the right side in front of the Rockford bench all the way to the left high post. Picks up his dribble. Gives it away to Meeker. Rockford East very active defensively as they have gotten back within 2 in this game. Streaks wanted to get out in transition, but Rockford East prevented it. And now trying to bounce it on the give and go to Hawthorne gets kicked by Rockford East, and the Streaks left inbound it right in front of the E-Rabs bench.
It's amazing how easy the baskets came in that first quarter. Only one field goal here in the second quarter with 3.5 minutes to go.
On the inbound to the outside, right between two defenders intended for Ross. Rockford East steals it away, but JJ picks the ball up off the floor, tries to feed it between two defenders. E-Rabs steal it right back. Into the front court, Reynolds on the left wing. Now back behind him to Burnell. Skip pass up top. Wide open, Enna, right wing, good. And Rockford East has the lead, 28-27, their first lead of the game.
5 out of 6 from the field in the second quarter, including back-to-back threes as the E-Rabs gaining confidence as we go here.
Meeker fakes right, drives left, into the lane, turn around with the right hand off the back of the rim. Rebound, Hawthorne gets knocked down and called for being out of bounds as his shoulder came down on the baseline.
It's a man's game out there right now. He came down with that. Most of the time you're going to see that whistle be a foul. He fell down all over himself on the baseline, and they just said, well, going the other way, young man. So they're calling it same way both ways. I guess we got, 9 total fouls called in this first half, but could have been quite a few more.
12-2 run by Rockford East. In fact, 13-2 if you go back to the final point of the first quarter, and they now lead by 1. On the outside, Reynolds. to the left side to Charles Burnell. Reverse layup to the left side, rather, cutting in. Anna gets the shot off the side rim, and then it pops backward. He's got 10 in the quarter, 13 for the game. Rockford East leads by 3, 30-27. Streaks got their biggest lead earlier today against Maine South by 5. Hawks came back on a 12-1 run. Seeing a little bit of that right now by the E-Rabs. On the outside, Darius Hammond splits two defenders, gives way to Hawthorne. Bounces it left side. Rockford East got a hand on it. Ross chases it down, and then a reach foul called on Reynolds, who's now picked up 3 for the E-Rabs.
Some important minutes, I think, especially for Darius Sammons here. Coach Reynolds wants to get somebody else in that guard rotation that can come in key spots as we go through this season, and I think this is great for Ral. Darius is going to check out now, but to see some high-intensity play here.
Myler sits down for the Streaks as well. Shaw and Thompson back for Galesburg.
He told us that Sammons can play defense. There's no question about that, but he wants to see him be able to become more adept at ball handling, and working out there with Ross and Meeker gives you a little bit of a comfort zone. When he comes in late in the game, it's mostly going to be up to him, and now we've got a delay on the court. What's this all about, Brad?
Ross has blood on his shorts, and it's coming from Marquavian Flint of Rockford East. So Flint's going to the locker room to get that taken care of. And Ross is going to have to go to the locker room and change shorts. Now looks like somebody over there is actually just going to try to wipe it off. So Range comes in for Ross right now, and Meeker will play the point with the Streaks down 3, 2 minutes to go first half. Meeker stops up the near sideline, guarded by Alex Moore. Out high for the pass, Derek Thompson dribbles right along the wing, gives off to J.J. Range on the reversal, tries to give it back to Eric, dives onto the floor, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Thompson. Streaks turn it over for the 7th time this quarter, 8 for the game.
It's not been J.J.'s best half of ball handling. He's had a little trouble so far, and, you know, Rockford East is quick. I mean, they may not be real polished at some spots, but you can't deny they got quick guards. You better make a quick pass and know where it's going, or it's not going to end up in your hands.
Alex Moore, left side over to Enna. Faked right, drive left, takes it all the way in for another layup, and this time a foul at a chance at 3-point play. Rockford East by 5 now at 32-27. They have outscored the Streak 17-2 since late in the first quarter.
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, even the big concern, the 2 points, yeah, you don't like that, but I think from a Mike Randall standpoint is how much the defense has just gotten completely broken down here in this second quarter by Rockford.
That's a third foul of the game on Kevonte Shaw, who goes out of the game. Enna's rattled free throw pops in and out. Devin Ross back into the game, gets the rebound.
But do keep in mind, we've had two guys on the court for a good part of the second quarter that don't get much playing time.
Who's going to step up for the Silver Streaks? Down 5 here. Meeker draws a double team. He's getting pressed back all over the place. He leaves it off to Sammons. Drives. Skip pass over to Ross, who comes up short. Rebound put back by Thompson is off the back rim. And it's deflected out to Meeker for 3. Good! Needed that one in the worst way. 32-30. Galesburg back within 2 now. Minute to go first half. Ball on the floor. Enna in trouble, surrounded by Sammons and Range, but he gets the pass away to Dantreon Dodd. Right side, Charles Burnell, the sophomore, steps inside the top of the arc, gives it left side over to Chester. Puts the ball on the floor, cut off by JJ. Bounces it over to Moore, down to the top of the arc, pulls it back with 45 seconds to go for the half. All the way back near midcourt with Meeker giving him a little bit of room, and a bad pass leading Enna, not enough on the sideline. The pass was out of his reach, up the sideline and out of bounds. That's the 9th Rockford East turnover. So the Streaks with a chance to tie it back up here as we draw down the first half, maybe even regain the lead. See if they try to hold for the last shot or if Rockford East will let them. Boy, all kinds of slapping and reaching going on by Chester. Ross with the pass away to Range. Finds his way into the lane, weaving between a couple of defenders. Goes up with the right hand to tie the game at 32. Down to 18 seconds to go for the half. Little 5-0 run by the Streaks to get this game knotted back up. Now the E-Rabs will hold it out, trying to hold for the final shot. Dantreon Dodd back behind him to Burnell. Into the midcourt circle, trying to reverse directions on the dribble. Poked away. Now gets it right back down the right side of the lane. Off his hip. Ooh, last touch by Meeker apparently with a 10th of a second showing on the clock. Which means technically they shouldn't be able to do anything with that, right? Doesn't the basketball rule book say so? You have to have at least 0.3 seconds in order to.
They've done studies that said it's not humanly possible to get a shot off. Although I think if you lobbed and just tapped it, like
and
this,
that's what they're going to try to do, and they ended up lobbing it over their man, so no shot at the final. And Roy Sackmaster for Rockford East is saying, "Come on, my guy got pushed from the backside, like pass interference on a defensive back, right?" So he's going to make that discussion with the officials going to the locker room, and he's not letting it go. Some of his players are trying to get him directed to the locker room, and now they head that direction. Tied at 32 at the half. Streaks score the final 5 points to get it there, and when we come back at halftime, we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, and we'll look at the first half statistics as well. 32-32 between the Streaks and Rockford East at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue,
red,
blue!
Boys, you're doing it all wrong, boys. You should think compromise.
Compromise?
Get your red and your blue, mix them together. You got yourself a purple WGIL button.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button at Tompkins State Bank and Avon, Abington, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For details, visit WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance will help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our out-of-home discount, you'll save money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Knox Prairie Community Kitchen serves another free hot meal this Thursday night at Central Congregational Church on the Square in Galesburg. Doors open at 5:15, dinner served 5:30 to 7 to anyone and everyone. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg scores the final 5 points of the first half after Rockford East went on a 17-1 run. Let's see, did I get that right? Made a 32-26. 17-2 run. Made it 32-27. And then Galesburg scored the last five to tie it up at 32 here at halftime. It's been entertaining, Jim, but we certainly don't feel as good about this game at halftime as we did after the first quarter. When you mentioned it, things were coming almost so easily for the Silver Streaks. It was such an up-and-down game that you mentioned sometimes you have a tendency maybe to get into some bad habits, and I kind of felt like that's a little bit of what the Streaks did in the second quarter when Rockford East definitely outplayed the Streaks.
Yeah, and you know, again, I don't know how much to attribute to changing the team chemistry out there by bringing in the
Myler and Sammons.
Yeah, Myler and Sammons. And, you know, not that they necessarily did a bad job noticeably, but it's also hard to say that that was kind of the time where we got out of our flow offensively and had a number of defensive breakdowns, too. So I don't know, but it might have something to do with that. But you can't argue that Rockford really cranked it up. I mean, I guess they had 16 in the first quarter and 16 in the second, so they were pretty balanced. It was just more noticeable because we weren't doing anything on the offensive end after going 12 of 17 in the first quarter, just 3 of 13 in the second.
So that brings us to our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. What do the rest of the numbers look like, Jim?
Well, that shooting then at halftime, Rockford East 52% on 14 of 27. Silver Streaks, on the strength of that torrid shooting first quarter, still shot 50% from the field, 15 out of 30 for the half.
I guess they did, didn't they? That's right.
Yeah, rebounds right now. I've got Rockford East sitting at the 12. And still tallying up the Silver Streaks here.
I have them for 15, if that makes
any difference. 9-6, yeah, I've got 9 offensive, 6 defensive, and so a total of 15. Turnovers we haven't compared for a while. Silver Streaks, I'm showing 6.
I have 8.
Okay, missed 2 of those. And 9 for Rockford East.
I have 9 as well.
Okay.
And 3-point shooting, E-Rabs, 2 of 2, both of those by Nick Enna, who was a leading scorer for either team in this first half. I'll give you the individual numbers coming up after another break. Silver Streaks were 2 of 5 from behind the arc. Free throw shooting, Rockford East 2 of 5. Galesburg 0 for 5 from the free throw line. That hasn't helped either. We're tied at 32, and the E-Rabs are already back out on the court. We'll take a timeout. We'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back and give you the individual scoring numbers as well. Tied at 32 between Galesburg and Rockford East. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy for the rest of tonight with a chance of sprinkles this evening and a low near 30 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 42, and tomorrow night cloudy with a chance of rain or snow in the evening, then a chance of snow after midnight with a low near 28. Cloudy for your Wednesday with a high near 35, and Wednesday night cloudy as well with a low near 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Wear a button, win some cash. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Halftime here at John Field Gymnasium, tied at 32. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Nick Enna leads all scorers with 17 for Rockford East. Jordan Reynolds with 6. Brandon Chester with 3. Dantreon Dodd also with 6 for Rockford East. For the Silver Streaks, Ethan Meeker has 12. He passed 1,000 career points with 7 in the first quarter, and then he finished with 12 for the half. Devin Ross had 8 in the half, all in the first quarter. Eric Thompson with 6 points. J.J. Range, 4. And I guess that's it. Nobody else. No, wait a minute. Got to be 2 points somewhere else. Maybe I misadded. Sorry, Devin Ross had 10. There we go. There's the missing 2 points. So Meeker, 12. Ross, 10. Thompson, 6. Range, 4 for the Silver Streaks, who are back out of the locker room onto the court, ready to warm up. Just a little under 3 minutes to go here at halftime. Let's run through some scores from around the area. We told you there's some other high school games going on tonight. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Halftime at Moline in the Maroons Martin Luther King Tournament. Chicago Heights Marion leads the Maroons 38-34. United Township a 41-28 winner over Peoria Notre Dame earlier. Richwoods with an upset win over Metamora 48-44. That's part of the River City shootout. And Manuel plays Peoria High School in the final game of that shootout. Our halftime interview with Steve Cheeseman brought to you by Rockford Insurance in Galesburg. Let's take things down to Jim Lee.
Okay, well, what a tale of two quarters. You blistered the Nets, took a big lead in the first quarter. Things just fell apart in the second.
Yeah, and that's right now our challenge is we get into the wilderness for a little while and we can't stop the bleeding. We've got to figure out a way right now to shorten those periods of time where we really come up dry, whether it's on the defensive end or the offensive end. We really become spectators during that time and watch instead of play, and that's what we have to get sorted out here in the second half, and that's a challenge right now that we're going to work on here in the next week, find a way to keep those dry periods for a shorter period of time.
Probably couldn't have played two more opposite teams here today. While Rockford may struggle at times, they're very quick, and Maine South was just more big and strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tale of two cities here, a half-court team that's going to slug it out and muck it up versus a team here that wants to get out and go, get up into you. And again, we've got to make sure we take care of the ball a little better. We're a little loose with the ball, and when you've got people that are closely guarding you, you've got to take care of the ball. You've got to reverse the ball and get them on a run a little bit. So that's something we want to do offensively here.
And it seemed early like Eric might be able to dominate in this game. Your thoughts, do you go to him more?
Yeah, we've got to try to keep getting the ball inside, especially looking diagonal and clean up on the glass. We do have an advantage there, Jim.
Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks as always to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime. And it looks like not the same five to start the third quarter for the Silver Streaks. Ross, Meeker, Range, and Thompson, but Kevontae Shaw, who picked up 3 fouls in the first half, will stay on the bench to start the third quarter. Cody Hawthorne will get the start instead. For the E-Rabs, it'll be Reynolds and Enna, along with Burnell, Flint, and Dodd. So the same five who started the game for the E-Rabs will start the second half. Galesburg will have the ball. Ross will inbound at half court. Range, Thompson, and Hawthorne go down to the low blocks to wait in the front court. Meeker awaits in the back court after the inbound, and now he'll bring it across midcourt. Through the midcourt circle, Thompson comes out high for the pass. Looking back door down low, Range comes out to the left wing instead to take the pass, lobs it in down low. Hawthorne puts it up, but gets called for traveling on the stutter step. Cody waited just a split second for his man to go away from him, and it turns out to be the ninth Galesburg turnover, and that's how we start the third quarter. Into the front court, driving past Thompson, and then Eric just kind of pushes Dodd right out along the baseline under the basket. And Dodd going to the basket. Let's see if that... Nope, they're going to say ball on the floor, not in the act of shooting. So the foul does not lead to free throws, of which we had only 10 total in the first half. On the inbound, Burnell with a bounce pass out to the outside, guarded there by Range. Then Thompson comes to the backside, pokes it loose. Nobody for the Silver Streaks went after the ball, and the officials are going to give it back to the E-Raps.
I think Eric thought he poked it off the knee of one of the players.
Looked
Rockford.
That way, yep. Tied at 32, just underway in the third quarter between Rockford East and the Silver Streak. Galesburg trying to avoid being the last place team in their own tournament. They need a victory here tonight. Jordan Reynolds on the outside, faked right, drove left, and a block. And now a bad pass out to the middle, chased down by Devin Ross, trying to hold off his man with a forearm shiver, and then he missed the layup as he finally got it away from Burnell and moving to the basket, got pushed from the behind, and Ross will shoot free throws instead.
Pretty athletic play by Ross just to get a shot off there.
Fending off his man with the left arm sticking out. And the first free throw up and in. He has 11. Streaks are back on top.
Devin wastes no time. The second he gets the ball, it's in the air at the free throw line. Actually, he's going to dribble a couple times here.
Second one, good as well. 12 in the game for Ross. He and Meeker lead the team in scoring tonight. Two-point lead. Bounce pass off the floor. Ross tries to save it, and he misses his man. And then bouncing it off the floor and chased down by Dodd under the basket. And then a double dribble in the backcourt by Burnell, who was not being guarded by anyone, just major indecision in the backcourt.
Well, he went to go behind his back, and the ball got stuck on his backside, and that hesitation of the dribble, by the time he reached around and did it again, the official said, nope, too long in between, double dribble.
Streaks trying to build and get off to a good start in those first 3 minutes that Steve Cheeseman so often talks about at halftime. Meeker up top, Range for three. That's way off the mark to the left, and then Ross trying to save it under the basket. Nearly cracks into a registered male photographer intern down underneath, but the pad saves both of them. 34-32, Galesburg adding to the five-point run at the end of the first half. Starts with the basket in the third quarter. E-Rabs with the ball around the corner on the curl. Marquavion Flint down low, lost the handle on it on the way. Stolen away by the Silver Streaks. Ross into the front court. Meeker, now Range, steps inside the arc, backs up. Just on the right wing. Tries to get it inside to Thompson. It's poked away. Eric chases it down. Passes it away. Intercepted by Reynolds. Leads the break to the other end with a right-handed layup. Tied again at 34. No passes are coming easy for either team here tonight. Into the lane, Meeker. Dishes it out to Ross. Steps inside the free throw line. Shot rolls off. Rebound batted around. Chased down on the baseline by Marquavion Flint. Back comes Rockford East. Lob into the front court, Reynolds. And he gets a shot up over two Silver Streaks defenders. Reynolds with back-to-back baskets. E-Rabs back on top, 36-34.
Well, I think the Silver Streaks probably thought they could run effectively with this team and still win. But I think we're finding out that may not work out tonight.
Pass out to Meeker, right wing, hits a three. Ross drove to the baseline, went under the basket. And when he got down there, got the opening to pass it back out to Meeker, who's got 15. Flint, up top, Enna. Now left side, Burnell on the wing. Reverses to the top of the arc, thought about the pass. Now gets it away right side, Reynolds with it. Drives inside the free throw line. Off balance shot over JJ. Good defense. Missed shot. Rebound on the floor by Ross. Into the front court with a right hand floater. Missed it. Rebound batted around. Thompson saves it on the baseline. Out to JJ Range. Into the lane. Outside, Meeker for three. And that's off the back of the rim. Chased down by Enna. Streak still with a one-point lead. Hesitation drive. Now getting it back out to Reynolds. Stops inside the arc. Kicks it out to Enna for three. Well short. Rebound on the floor. Reynolds put back off the back of the rim. Another deflected rebound. Third chance at it for the E-Rabs. And Flint gets the basket. 38-37. Rockford East back on top by one.
Rockford is just better than we thought, or we're just melting down on defense. It's not pretty.
Right side. Ross down to the baseline. Tries a little half flip shot from his hip, but he does draw the foul, and Devin will go right back to the free throw line. Second foul of the half on Rockford East. Second of the game on Nick Enna. First one up and out.
I was talking with Roy Sackmaster, their head coach, even before we did our interview before the game, and he said, you know, really, he said, if I can get this team to play in a little higher level, he said, the only team we can't beat up there right now is Auburn. He said the Rockford area is just devoid of any real talent that he can see. And I said, well, honestly, we've run into that in a lot of places around the state. There's just not many Division I type talents around, so if you can get consistency on any given night, you can play with anybody.
Ross hits the second free throw. We're tied at 38, under 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Down low, ball batted out of the hands of Chester. He picks it up, draws a double team. Man open on the left side of the blocks. Couldn't get that shot down. And Kevonte Shaw back into the game, gets the rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks, trying to regain the lead. Tied at 38. Salmons on the outside, up top to Shaw. Leaves it off to Ross. Comes in to the top of the circle. Hesitation drive, down the lane, up and in with the right hand. 5.5, 15 for the game for Devin Ross. Streaks on top, 40-38. They regain the two-point lead. On the left side, Reynolds on the elbow. Around a screen. Salmons picks it up after Range got caught up in the defense. Chester with it down the right side, driving in on Ross. Devin reaches in, knocks it loose. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Galesburg. 13 E-Rabs turnovers.
Yeah, Ross poked it away and then just kind of danced along the line there to make sure it didn't touch his body. The ball was going back out of bounds.
Devin Ross with 15 points tonight, three short of his season high. He got 18 against Mount Zion at the Taylorville tournament. His career high, 22 in a game against Alleman last season. So he could easily get that at the rate he's going. Still 3:40 to go in the third quarter. 40-38 Galesburg. Ross, Range, Meeker, Shaw, and Salmons on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Ross will walk it across midcourt. Thought about the drive. The defense cut him off on the outside. Works his way to the right side of the arc. Reverses back to Meeker. Top of the circle. Steps inside. 18-footer off the rim. Rebound chased down by Salmons. And he gets pushed out of bounds on the opposite end by Alex Moore. Looked like Salmons was falling out of bounds anyway, which led to Moore throwing his arms up in the frustration, saying, well, what are you calling me for? Now, that's a heck of a hustle effort by Darius Salmons to keep that alive, give the Streaks another chance. 3:19 to go, third quarter. Galesburg with a 40-38 lead. Ross, left of the backboard, gets it into Meeker on the wing. Ethan dribbles left, scoops it back behind him to Ross. In the corner, Devin drives to the high post, gives it off to Salmons. It gets trips up from behind, falls down, ball goes out of bounds. Streaks turn it right back over.
They keep thinking, well, maybe we'll go on a little run here and get some separation, but it isn't happening. And you know, this is one of those teams, even if you get 6 or 8 points up on them, that can go away real fast as quickly as they get up and down the court and as many chances as they get.
On the left side, back into the game, Scott Gowan, the freshman for Rockford East, guarded by Range, tries to lob it in, gets it over Darius Salmons, who then can just reach him to the backside of Chester trying to poke it away. And that's the first foul of the game on Darius Salmons.
Rockford going to have some sleepy kids in the classroom tomorrow. Get done here and long bus ride home, and I assume they have class tomorrow. Get one day off for the King holiday today and back at it tomorrow.
Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. First free throw by Chester up and rattles through. His fourth point of the game. Pulls the E-Rabs back within one, 40-39. Eric Thompson back in for the Silver Streaks. Just under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Thompson, Meeker, Raines, Shaw, and Ross. So the starting five back on the floor for the Streaks as Chester ties the game with the second free throw. 40 all. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We've had five lead changes and three ties in this third quarter alone. There's the lob on the back door, but it's defended well by Rockford East. Thompson still collects the pass, backs up from underneath the basket to the left side of the lane and banks it in. 42-40, back comes Rockford East quickly with Gowan, almost getting caught under the basket, but he gets it up over the rim and in. Tied at 42, his first basket of the game.
Again, we underestimate their speed. We just did not get back in time for that.
Range, top of the arc, works his way to the elbow. Picks it up, trying to get it into Thompson. It gets hammered from behind by Dantreon Dodd, trying to reach over the backside of Eric and poking it away. And Eric winced coming down with that one as the ball got knocked out of bounds. He looks all right. 2:14 to go, third quarter. Nick Myler back in for the streak. Kevonte Shaw sits down. Tied up at 42. On the inbounds to Meeker from the baseline. He'll back it up toward midcourt. Works his way left into the circle. Now reverses right. Still 3 feet behind the arc. Now drives inside the free throw line. Reverses back behind him. Myler into the left corner. Ross. Devin dribbles it back out. And now reverses it right back to the corner. Meeker hits a three.
Well done. They freed Meeker in the corner. And all Rockford would do is get Marquavian Flint tried to scramble over there at the last second. But Streak set that up well.
Full timeout, minute 55 to go, third quarter. Galesburg now up by three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for Galesburg Radio 14. Northgate Lanes hosts the kickoff party for 2015's Bowl for Kids' Sake to support Big Brothers Big Sisters. The kickoff party is Thursday the 29th, 5:30 to 6:30, with very easy sign-up. Get the RSVP info now on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL. The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks lead at 45-42. Ethan Meeker with six in the quarter gives him 18 for the game. Devin Ross right behind him with 15. They are on the floor with Range, Thompson, and Myler for the Silver Streaks. Ross doing a little coaching with Nick out there right now, helping out his teammate. Once again, Myler's first action on the basketball court since December. He has not played since before the Christmas tournament. Bounce pass right side down low. Thompson comes over, does a nice job getting a little body on Dodd, tries to reverse out of it, and it deflects off Ethan Meeker, and the Streaks end up stealing it away anyway. Ethan into the front court, to the left elbow, gives off to Rain. Quick pass down low, right side, Myler, and can't finish off the shot, but he's fouled. Myler was open for a long time over there. Finally, the Streaks were able to find him, and maybe just a half second too late, Myler got disturbed by the defense. It was flying at him.
Yeah, Flint was flying in from the left side, and you could tell Myler was trying to get himself square to put that shot up and knew he had to hurry, rushed it, and he missed the first free throw.
For Nick Myler, that's only his third free throw attempt of the season, and he missed his first two. Second one, off the back of the rim. So he's 0 for 4 for the season, and then falling out of bounds, Jordan Reynolds came down with a rebound, but he was leaning back, and trying to get the ball away, and he ended up traveling with it by the time the official made the call. Devin Ross, the only one who's made free throws for the Silver Streaks tonight, as Devin hits a pull-up on the inbound from the left baseline. He's got 7 for the quarter, 17 for the game. E-Raps quickly back, and a quick fire-up shot for the finger roll off the backboard for Jordan Reynolds. 47-44, Streaks by 3. Devin to the left side. Myler comes out for the pass. Hands off to Meeker, right into a double team. Ethan tries to dribble out of it to the baseline. Fires it into the corner, right side Range. Fakes the pass, reaching in, poking it out of his hands is Gowan, out of bounds back to the Streaks. Minute 4 to go, third quarter.
Our collective free throw percentage from Friday night all through now has got to be pretty awful. I'm sure you don't really want me to add it up,
do you?
Well, you probably don't have time right now, but it seems like it gets worse every game.
Reach in foul on Brandon Chester as he is guarding Ross. Out on the right wing, that'll be the sixth Rockford East team foul with exactly a minute to go, third quarter. All right, you've got me curious now. So,
of course, again,
I'll start adding it up when we get.
I'll have my
chance.
at least once a game whine about not having Gibson and Williams, but those guys were both 80% free throw shooters, and we don't have anybody near that mark left on the court. I think Meeker was around 65 or 70.
Shaw's at 71, but he doesn't get to the line as often. Here's Ross curling all the way from the outside. Leaves it off for Myler, who steps to the basket and lays it in. Devin drew three defenders starting that dribble out high, working his way along the left side of the arc and all the way down to the baseline. First basket for Myler. On the right side, Gowan, quick three from the corner, no. Rebound, Ross leads the break. Into the front court, Myler, touch pass, Thompson, and a dunk. Woo, what a pass from Nick Myler on the touch to find Eric flying in from the left side. 51-44, streaks by seven. Open up that lead in a hurry. It can go away in a hurry down to the last 10 seconds of the quarter. Gowan dribbling all the way back to the midcourt line with 4 seconds. Bounce pass to the right side. Enna might have taken a little contact from range. Fires a three, and it's in and out. End of three. Streaks open it up. 51-44. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's a hangout. It's a stop-in. It's a drive-through happy place. It's selfies on the phone. Let's grab a vanilla cone. It's like getting a face full of French fry ticker tape because you're Grand Marshal of the Potato Parade on a float that resembles the Golden Arches. It's defense from the daily grind. It's a Big Mac on your mind. It's McDonald's. And it's all these things with a little more loving for all.
Right now, get a quarter pounder with cheese extra value meal or a Big Mac extra value meal for just $5. That's more loving for less at McDonald's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary.
Diabetics develop wounds so easily, and then they're very difficult to treat.
Dr. Teresa Hughes, podiatrist and director of the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic.
Diabetics can develop what's called neuropathy, and that leads to decreased feeling in the feet. Therefore, you can hurt yourself easier. There's a lot of things that your family doctor can do, but if it's just not healing, that's what we're there for.
Stay healthy and active with Dr. Teresa Hughes in the OSF St. Mary Wound Clinic. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg with a little 9-2 run to end the third quarter. Puts them up by 7, 51-44. As we start quarter number 4, Rockford East with the ball. Galesburg got out in transition, had a little fun with it. Had some nice plays in the lane, down the lane, driving in from the outside. Picked up the offense a little bit, and their defense has been very active as well. Led to a turnover or two. Here's a backdoor, and they couldn't make that happen, but it's deflected back out to Brandon Chester. Now skip pass on the right side over to Enna. On the outside, dribbling around, Charles Burnell has his pocket picked, and then Myler throws over Devin Ross. On the home run pass down court, and Devin never had a chance to catch up to it.
Nick just a little too strong.
He's got the adrenaline going, doesn't he? Again, his first action in about a month. Certainly happy to be back out there. 51-44, just underway in the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks with a 7-point lead. Erabs with the ball right now, though. Burnell on the right wing, guarded by Meeker. Into the lane, touch pass, down low, reverse layup, good, and a foul. Dantreon Dowd will go to the line. I tell you, they're not going to go away.
Yep, nice up and under move. The one guy they have with some size, Dodd at 6'4" and a long reach up and under. About as good as it gets on that play. The Streaks had their one run there at the end of the third quarter. We hope it would be enough to maybe get that separation, put us over the top. But like you said, Brad, it just that really can go away really fast. Couple of sloppy passes or missed shots, and Erabs are down here in a hurry.
51-47 after the three-point play with a free throw by Dodd. Range into the front court, drives it all the way, leaves it off to Myler on the left low blocks. Too strong, and then on the putback, shot rolls off. Thompson comes down with a rebound, trying to go back in, gets knocked down, travel call. Mike Reynolds saying McGuidus doesn't fall down like that. He gets help, but not going to go the Streaks' direction.
Yeah, can't fault him for effort there. Eric doing everything he could to get that thing back up on the rim, but when you're 6'7 and trying to reach down to the floor, it takes a little longer to get that to happen, and he got bumped and fell down.
So the lead stays at 4, and then cutting down the lane is Dodd on the give and go, and Eric actually backed away. He thought about going for the block, but he backed away so as to avoid picking up the foul. And Rockford East back within 2 now at 51-49. Meeker with it on the left wing. Goes the opposite direction of the screen. Get takes in it in. Way. Rolls through and a foul. And Ethan comes up favoring, it looks like, his right leg, right knee. He's hobbling pretty good. Already trying to walk it off.
Fell on the floor in the first half and was favoring his right elbow. And this one's a little bothering him a little more. He's trying to tell himself, walk it off, walk it off. Slapping his hands together. You know that thing's hurting him, though.
I don't know if he... Looks like a couple of things could have happened. He might have either hyperextended the leg, only not to the extent of an injury, just to the extent of pain, or maybe came down on the knee locked. And Rockford East takes it right to the basket, and a hack foul called, I think, on Meeker will be his second.
Well, I think Meeker showing some of the effects from that play on the other end, and then as he landed on that foot, he winced again, put his head against the pads behind the basket. And he's out at midcourt now, still trying to walk it off.
You know, Coach Mike Reynolds says he doesn't believe in injuries. Except maybe in the case of Grant Gibson.
Yeah, pretty hard to not believe in that one. You can will yourself through some things, but not something like that.
First free throw by Jordan Reynolds up and in.
He will have a little mercy and give Ethan a rest here as Sammons checks in. And he's going to send him to the locker room to get it looked at
sure
with the trainer.
Both free throws good by Jordan Reynolds. Back within two of the E-Raps, 53-51. And with Ethan Meeker out of the game, Roy Sackmaster says, put the full court press on. Shaw into the front court to Sammons. Leads way to Ross. Behind the back with the dribble into the lane. I think he got away with a travel. Missed the shot anyway. And the rebound knocked out of bounds from the backside of Thompson, who had a hand on it. And it'll be last touch by Rockford East.
Well, who's going to step up and be the hero now?
On the inbound, Shaw fires the 18-footer, hits it.
How about Cavante?
That's his first basket of the game. 55-51, Galesburg by four. 30-second timeout called by the Streaks with 5:50 to go in the game. And maybe that's exactly what Mike Reynolds is going to say here. All right. Time for somebody else to step up and get something done.
Yeah, we got a long way to go. 5:50. There's going to be a lot of points scored in this game between now and the end of it. And what
here
are we, 55-51? I would guess to win this one at this point, you're probably going to need 70.
I was watching Grant Gibson on crutches head back to the locker room himself. He was going back to check on his teammate. And he got about five crutch steps down the tunnel back there, and Meeker came running back out, and he's back out onto the floor. So that's a relief for certainly Coach Mike Reynolds more than anybody, but his teammates and the fans. 55-51, as Jim said, just under 6 minutes to go into the game. E-Rabs with the ball. Burnell into the front court, Enna coming out for it. On a backdoor cut, falling down is Reynolds. He and Range got tied up with each other. And the ball goes out of bounds on a pass to nobody after Reynolds fell down. 16 E-Rab turnovers.
They will keep the full court pressure on here. Ooh, a long pass opportunity to Shaw. JJ just didn't see him breaking free down there on the other end of the court.
I've got your free throw numbers when we get a chance in the last five games. You're right, it's ugly. Ross pulls up left side, hits a 17-footer.
That's not ugly. That's a pretty shot from Devin. He had a hot first quarter, maybe a hot finish here. 6-point lead for the Streaks.
Lost art of the jump shot, right? Season high 19 points for Devin Ross. 5:15 to go in the game. Streaks by six. And it came after a Rockford East turnover, which is good to see. Take advantage of those giveaways. Reynolds on the left side, around a screen, and pulls up inside the free throw line and scores. Four in the quarter, 10 for the half, 16 for the game for Jordan Reynolds for Rockford East. 57-53, Streaks by four. Under five to play in the game. Ross will walk it across midcourt. To the left side, here comes Enna out to hound him. Ross goes around him, pulls up, fires the pass to the right side. Range steps up to the high post, gets it back to Devin on the left side, steps inside the arc from the baseline, floater short, rebound tipped up. Shaw gets a hand on it, stripped on the way up. Stolen away by Dantreon Dodd. Leads the break into the front court. Reynolds trying to lose his man on the outside. And we'll bring it back. Up top, Enna. Bounce pass down low. Dodd trying to get around his man, Thompson. Backs his way in, puts a shot up. Eric pretty befuddled. I don't know what else Eric could have done defensively. Dodd got the shot up and in and a chance at a three-point play, which would pull the D-Raps within one.
And Dodd back to back to back. And Eric asking the official, what do I do there? It's like you said, Dodd a couple inches shorter than Eric, but good hops. They play about even with the rim.
Short on the free throw. And then the deflection off Enna out to Meeker to come up with a rebound. Ethan drives, left side Ross for three. Good. Candidate for crunch time player of the game, thinking, I'm seeing.
Thinking the same thing right here with back-to-back baskets.
60-55. Back quickly comes Rockford East. Shot rolls off the rim and hung on the back iron for a little bit. Thompson comes down with a rebound. Streaks into the front court. Meeker, hesitation drive on the left side.
First Rockford miss of the fourth quarter.
And now a push on Meeker out of bounds up the sideline by Charles Burnell will be his third foul. 22 in the game for Devin Ross. Matches his career high, which he got against Alleman last season. And that was very early on in the season, a December game, if I remember correctly. 3:47 to go in the game here. Meeker to the free throw line. Now the officials are coming over to talk to him. What's that all about? They did the same thing down here a while ago when Reynolds was at the free throw line for Rockford East. A couple officials came over and talked to him. Now they're doing the same with Meeker as they back away. They're going to let Ethan shoot his free throws here. Ethan's 0 for 3 from the line tonight. First one up and in. That's his 21st point. Again, he crossed 1,000 career points tonight with 7 in the first quarter. Got him there. Second one up and in as well. Well, that's good to see. Streaks back up by 7 now, 62-55.
LeBron James having some fun at the Bulls' expense tonight. Cavaliers 54, Bulls 39 at halftime.
Meeker goes to the bench and is talking to his dad down there, the doctor. And wow. His dad's going to take him to the locker room again.
His dad's been too busy with this team this year, hasn't he?
Sure has. Range gets called for a hand check foul out on the wing. Obviously, the ACL-MCL injury to Gibson down at the Taylorville tournament.
He also played dentist down there a little bit, too, when Joe Williams got hit in the mouth.
On the inbound, Ross steals it away. Telling you, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, getting stronger and stronger for that one tonight.
Well, by attrition, he's the one scorer we've got left on the court out of our normal starters over the course of this year. Eric Thompson's out there, but not going to give you many points.
Shaw at the top of the circle. Bullet pass down low to Sammons. Fakes. Now dishes it out left corner. Range. Measures a three but missed it. Weak side rebound. Darius back up off the grass. Gets his own rebound. Wow. It's blocked. Now Ross has it. He'll dribble it back out. Onto the wing. Drives. Right-hand floater short. Devin again with the rebound. Under the basket. Scoops it off to Thompson, who gets hammered. And Mike Reynolds loves the effort.
Let's see if...
I'll never get all that down.
Five-shot, four-rebound trip.
Fourth foul of the game on Charles Burnell. And for Rockford East, puts the right guy at the free throw line, Eric Thompson.
I was going to say right guy for Rockford. Maybe he'll surprise us here. Come on, Eric, bury a couple.
Off the back of the rim. So range missed. Darius rebounded. Darius missed. Darius
missed
rebounded.
Again.
And then Devin missed. And Eric rebounded.
There you go. Good job.
10 rebounds for Eric tonight. 3:03 to go in the game. Streaks by 7. 62-55. And he missed them both.
Boy.
Rebound by Enna. And then Range comes up underneath and takes it away and then turns it over. Stolen away by Jordan Reynolds. Drives into the front court. Shoots over Sammons. Missed it. Shaw with a rebound. And into the front court, and a collision down on the far end. A high pass intended for Thompson, and he crumples down after the collision to Dodd. Dodd gets right back up. Eric is slow to get up. Darius Sammons there to help him. Darius has a smile on his face, and Mike Reynolds saying, good Lord, I got to put someone else into the game now. That'll be Alan Massey, and Eric will come out shaken up.
That was the high flyers there, the two tallest players on the court, and we got it down quickly. And next guy going to the locker room. They'll go check out Eric.
And they are going to call a foul. I thought they were just going to say the ball was out of bounds, and it was both players going for the ball on a collision. Alan Massey in to shoot the free throw. Rattles out.
Boy, this is crazy. Oh, now Meeker's coming back out. And now Dr. Meeker will talk with Eric. since he's already halfway down the tunnel. See what his situation is.
Massey makes the free throw.
Out of way.
63-55.
Somebody made a free throw. Woohoo!
For Alan Massey, his first points of the season.
And a timeout.
30-second timeout by Rockford East. With 2:48 to go in the game and the Silver Streaks leading by 8. 63-55.
This one is having a weird finish, but we look up and at least we're 8 points ahead at this point. But
I had no idea we were going to need a medical degree to call the games for the Silver Streaks team this season. Shaw's the only start. Well, no. I mean,
yeah.
Now he's a starter, but he wasn't starting. Ross missed two games back at, was that Thanksgiving, after he rolled his ankle?
Mm-hmm.
Missed him early. So every starter has had some issue medically of some sort this season. Well, let's hope that both Meekers and Thompson's turns out not to be serious. Eric's back on the bench drinking water. He looked stunned more than anything.
Right.
I kind of felt like they were just checking out to make sure he didn't have a concussion.
Yeah, he's over there laughing, talking to Steve Hawkins now. So
seems to be okay now.
He'll be back.
2:40 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 8. Rockford East with the ball. On the right side, dribbling up top. Flint, nearly stolen away. Bounce pass to the left side to Reynolds. Now back into the hands of the freshman, Gowan, working against Devin Ross. To the right side it goes to Marquavi on Flint. Meeker on the switch, picks him up defensively. Up top it goes to Reynolds. Range backs off, giving Reynolds a little room to operate. Passes it away to the right side to Flint. Salmon's guarding Flint. Making Rockford East run some time here. We're down to 2:14 to go in the game. On the outside, Gowan to the top of the arc. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Gets it away to Flint coming out. Streaks applauding the defense. To the right side, Gowan. Lost Shaw. Drives in. Banks it up off the glass. No. Rebound deflected out to Ross on the run. Devin into the front court. Works his way to the top of the arc and backs up. Streaks want to run some clock here. This is how you work a lead with a minute 50 to go in the game, up by 8.
Well, good stretch. You forced Rockford to use about 30 seconds off the clock before they could even get a shot off, and now we're going to get a foul out high, and are we not? Yeah, there we go.
Going to call it on Marquavion Flint. He leaned himself right into Devin Ross in the midcourt line, trying to force Devin into the backcourt, and Devin looking for his career high in points here with 2 free throws now. Ross. 22 points. First one up and rolls off. I've done it.
Still never gave us those free throw numbers.
23 of 52, which included 3 of 11 in this game.
Just missed two more.
And you can now make that 1 for 6. I think 4 of 17 in this game as Rockford East misses a shot and a rebound and gets fouled. Yeah, 2 for 5, 3 for 7, 3 for 9. So make that 6 for 20 in this game now.
Yeah, Rockford's Nick Enna just missed the first of two there.
So 20 of 41 coming into this game. 6 of 20 tonight for the Streaks at the free throw line.
6 of 20. Enna makes the second. 1 of 2 cuts the lead down to 7 now for Gelsberg with a minute 35 to play.
Full court press is on. Ross draws a double team. Skips out of it up top to J.J. Range. J.J. to the high post. Tries to leave it off for Shaw in the low blocks, and it's kicked. Stops the clock with a minute 27 to go. Yeah, Streaks were 0 for 5 from the line in the first half. 3 for 6 in the third quarter. 3 for 9 this quarter.
Good to have the cheerleaders here tonight. Provided a little energy key times in this game.
Toss into the backcourt from the baseline from Ross to Shaw, who chases it down. Shaw works his way to the top of the arc, now backs up with a minute 20 to go. Streaks trying to protect a 7-point lead. Onto the left wing to Meeker. Ethan puts the ball on the floor between a double team, gets tripped up, knocked down. Call that one on Brandon Chester. That'll be his third. And Ethan will shoot 2 free throws. He's 2 for 5 from the free throw line tonight.
Meeker spent a little more floor time there as he dribbled between two guys. Doesn't seem to be favoring that as much as he did earlier.
We talked about how anxious we were to get out of Taylorville before anybody else got seriously hurt. Starting to feel like we got to get out of our own gym and get back on the road again. Streaks will have one more game, one more home game Friday against United Township, and we are all but done with home games after Friday. Second one up and in as well. So Meeker makes back-to-back, puts the Streaks up by 9, 65-56, and a palindrome score. Minute 10 to go in the game. On the outside, Marquavion Flint down low. Bad pass picked away by Meeker. Turnovers mount to 18 by Rockford East. Mike Reynolds calls timeout. As a bunch of players had gone back into the front court, Meeker had picked up his dribble in the back court all the way in front of the end of the Rockford East bench, and Mike Reynolds called the timeout to bail him out.
Yeah, not much left at home. We'll have Providence in the shootout here. We still got Moline coming down here.
And Quincy. That'll be senior night.
I think that's just those three, I think. DeKalb's on the road, UT, Rocky on the road.
Yep.
Solomon on the road.
February 13th will be the final home game for the Streak. So UT, yeah, four of the next six are at home. And then the Streaks finish on the road, including in the regional, which will be at Canton.
And
hopefully beyond. Hopefully.
Unfortunately, we were looking at the top seed when we were 17-0. Now with the way things have transpired, probably looking at the three seed and
potentially
a date with a couple of Peoria teams if we want to win a regional.
Speaking of whom, last I saw, Peoria led Manuel 10-6 after the first quarter. On the inbounds into the front court, Streaks break the press, and then J.J. moving into the front court, lost the handle on the dribble and a double team, turned it over. Back comes Rockford East the other direction. Jordan Reynolds up into the air. Kind of hangs for a little bit, banks a shot in, and a timeout called by the E-Ravs with 49 seconds to go. A full timeout. So why don't we go ahead and take a timeout as well. Under a minute to go in the game, Streaks by 7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Galesburg.info, Galesburg's homepage. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Galesburg 65, Rockford East 58, 49 seconds to go in the game. Silver Streaks will have the ball, need to take it from the far baseline, get it into the front court. 10 Rockford East team fouls, 7 for the Silver Streaks. Mark Mangieri in for Galesburg. Devin Ross in to Ethan Meeker, double teamed immediately, and a hack foul called. If they called that on Marquavy and Flint, he's out of the game. They didn't. They call it on Brandon Chester. So just the third foul on Brandon Chester. Meeker will go back to the line where he just made two. He's got 24 on the night.
He and Devin are fighting for game scoring honors here, huh?
That's Meeker in the lead right now, 24-22. First one up and off the back of the rim.
Well, Devin missed two free throws there a couple of trips ago. Even our reliable guys are not making free throws.
Meeker is 4-for-8 from the free throw line on the night. Ross is 3-of-6, so they're both 50%, and they look like world beaters the way the rest of the team is shooting at the line tonight. Meeker makes the second one. 8-point Galesburg lead, 25 of the night for Meeker. On the right side, Flint dribbles out high. Thompson comes out, reverses directions. Back comes Flint, found an opening down the lane, takes it all the way in with a bank shot. Rockford East calls timeout, down 6 now, with 34.9 seconds to play. And they have only full timeouts remaining, so this one is a full timeout.
Hopefully this doesn't end up like the Moline thing where they make a basket and take a timeout, make a basket and get a turnover and take a timeout. They got it down to 6.
Or get one free throw on that end, come back and make a three,
yep.
And, you know, something like that. Although Rockford East really hasn't put up a whole lot of threes tonight. Only 5, I think. Only 4, actually. Everything they've done has been attack, attack, attack the basket.
Well, coming up Friday night, we play a conference game against United Township, and a lot of times it's timing when you play teams. If we would have played them in December, we would have cruised to a win. Now we're going to be the underdog on our home court.
because of who we don't have and who they do have now.
Yep, personnel has changed around, and they are on the upswing, and we are still trying to find out what our best attack is with limited offensive weapons.
66-60, Galesburg by 6. 35 seconds to play. Ross will inbound from the baseline.
And a
foul on Marquavion Flint as Meeker was trying to break into the front court. Marquavion Flint just fouled him to prevent any time from going off the clock. He fouls out of the game with 4 points. And Meeker will go back to the line. So Mangieri sits back down. A defense for offense switch here. Shaw, Sammons, Range, Meeker, and Ross. 35 seconds to play. Meeker back to the line. 5 of 7 at the line in this quarter. Makes the first one. 26 points on the night for Ethan Meeker. 67-60, Galesburg. Eyes the second one. Up and in.
Well, I said you might need 70 to win it. We're 68. We won't have needed all those 70, it doesn't appear.
And for Ethan Meeker, that is his career high. 27 points tonight. He had it twice before. Last time was against Geneseo as Nick Enna follows his own miss with a basket. And Rockford East calls its final timeout down 68-62 with 23 seconds to play.
It'll be a full timeout as well, and you can bet the Silver Streaks are going to get to toe the line again here and shoot some free throws.
So Meeker had 26 as a freshman against Peoria Notre Dame.
Sorry, as a sophomore.
No, that was Quincy Notre Dame. This was against Peoria Notre Dame. Thanksgiving tournament last season. Then he had 26 just a few weeks ago against Geneseo coming out of the holiday tournament. And now he's got 27 tonight for a career high, past the 1,000-point career scoring mark. I'm still not sure it's going to be enough to give him the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for a fourth straight game.
I'm leaning Devin's way right now, just the timing that he had when he scored some of those points. And that was actually when Ethan had to go back to the locker room.
Right.
When Devin had a little flurry there.
He was in the locker room, then back out, then back in again. 23 seconds to play. Ross will run the baseline. Gets it into Meeker. Ethan with a dribble on the floor, waiting for the foul, and there it is on the arm. 20 seconds to go, so 3 seconds went off the clock. And Meeker will go back to the line, trying to get up to 29 on the game. Third foul of the game on Dantreon Dodd. And was that a technical foul?
I think so.
Well, Meeker just might hit 30 tonight then. Because he'll shoot some foul shots here, and I would imagine Mike Reynolds will leave him at the line to shoot the technical ones as well.
I assume that was on Coach Sackmaster. I'm not sure.
Well, he wasn't angry, but he was making a point.
Maybe he just wanted to see Meeker get his 30.
I'm sure that's what it was. There's the first one. He's at 28. So this is the second free throw on the foul. Perfect. 70-62. So there you go, Jim. Need 70 to win. Streaks are at 70.
Well,
Meeker's got two more free throws coming with 20 seconds to go.
Meeker may get his 30, but he's going to say, man, that hurts getting 30. I'm beat up out there tonight.
9 of 11, 10 of 12 in the fourth quarter. Meeker with 30 for the first time in his career with 20 seconds to go. And the last one coming, good as well.
Is that line Rocky threw? Oh, charity hurts. Meeker says 31 hurts, but he's smiling now.
He's made 11 of his last 12. 72-62, Galesburg by 10. Meeker behind the back with the dribble, right into a double team. Rockford East steals it away. Layup at the other end by Burnell. I think Ethan was just trying to draw the foul, but the officials didn't give it to him that time. Down to 6 seconds to go. Streaks do have to get it in. It goes to Shaw on the near sideline, dribbling out of it. And now a push foul called on Reynolds as Shaw was just about to step on the sideline for the turnover.
Well, Reynolds, thank goodness, the streak is over. Four-game losing streak is done.
With 1.2 seconds to go.
Yep. Hard-fought game tonight.
72-64. Shaw to the free throw line. His only 4 points tonight are in this fourth quarter. Meeker in range, talking it over, smiling at each other, standing at the top of the Rockford East arc. Everybody can relax a little bit after finally snapping this four-game losing streak and getting their 18th win of the season. Shaw's first free throw is good. 73-64. Devin Ross goes out. Ethan Meeker goes out. They low-five each other. Get a handshake from the coaches. Ross ties his career high. Meeker with his career high. And Shaw back at the line to shoot the final free throw with 1.2 seconds remaining. It's good. And suddenly the free throw percentage got a whole lot better
sure
in this game. 74-64, the losing streak is over. Galesburg's 18-4. They defeat Rockford East 74-64. The postgame show is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Dave's Auto Body on Grant Avenue in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of the Sandberg Mall. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Altogether, better. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it? I'm very busy.
Would you like to wear our sandwich board with our logo on it to win money?
A sandwich board?
If spotted wearing our sandwich board, you could win a dollar plus half a sandwich.
That's an incentive. Have a good day.
We do sell half sandwiches for a dollar. So in lieu of the money, you could win a whole sandwich.
Sorry, I already have my purple WGIL button. I could win up to $500 and buy all your sandwiches.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up the new purple WGIL button today.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from Galesburg Nissan. Stop by and check out the all-new 2015 Nissan Altima, one of the most innovative, exciting, and fuel-efficient cars available today. Over 180 vehicles to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy for the rest of tonight with a chance of sprinkles this evening and a low near 30 degrees. Sunshine tomorrow with a high near 42. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a chance of rain or snow in the evening. Then a chance of snow after midnight with a low near 28. Cloudy for your Wednesday with a high near 35. And Wednesday night, cloudy as well with a low near 28. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 37 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks prevail here tonight. Wasn't easy, but they win it by 10, 74-64. They snapped the four-game losing streak. They're 18-4 on the season. And I guess from a pride standpoint, Jim, more than anything, they avoid last place in their own tournament here at the King Tournament. You had mentioned that pretty early on, and that's worth mentioning here how important this victory was from that standpoint.
Yeah, because we had beaten Dunlap in the preliminary before we got to this weekend and never thought that would even be a possibility that we could finish in last place. But then losing those games, and Dunlap actually won a couple of games. Played some pretty good basketball up until they got to today and lost a few more. So had to win this one. Rockford, of course, had won a game earlier today as well. So we were in jeopardy of not getting out of the basement in our own tournament. So a nice finish for the Silver Streaks. Like you said, we shot free throws well down the stretch to ice this game and prevented Rockford from really entertaining any serious thoughts about being able to come back in the last few minutes of this one.
74-64. Are you ready to throw out some team numbers here? We haven't compared during the break.
We haven't compared, and the way this game went, it was I would be surprised if anything matched.
Okay, well, let's give it a try anyway. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home and not miserable when you get the bill.
Well, I had the ERAB shooting 54%, 27 out of 50, which you wouldn't think for a losing team that they'd shoot the ball quite that well. But they did, and they didn't play a whole lot of defense, though, at times. And so the Silver Streaks able to shoot 26 out of 55 and get the victory. And as you said, will tell us in a little bit, we spent a lot of time at the free throw line, and finally we were able to cash in on a number of those opportunities a little bit later. Rebounding totals, Galesburg with the edge on the boards after getting dominated on the glass at times by Maine South earlier today. And the Silver Streaks finishing up with the 33 rebounds. Okay. And Rockford with 24.
Ooh, wow.
And then the turnover count, 18 for the E-Rabs and 16 for the Silver Streaks.
I had 19 for them.
Yeah, closer than I thought we'd be. Yeah, because there's so many times, and especially in a game like this when it gets going up and down the court, where, you know, a guy goes up for a shot and it's partially blocked, and then it's like, well, was that really a shot or was that a turnover? You know, you just mark something down and away they go the other direction, and you hope it matches at the end.
All right, so did that wrap them all up? I guess it did, didn't it?
From my standpoint, I know you were still trying to sort out the free throws and three-point field goals.
I can't read my scribble. What'd you say for rebounds? 30
at
for
33.
Us? 33, okay. Well, that was no better. Let me write it there. Now I can read that. Three-point shooting. You know, Silver Streaks didn't have to shoot as many tonight, largely because of the style of the game, the pace of the game. They were attacking the basket, so was Rockford East. E-Rabs were 2 of 4 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 5 of 11. Rockford East 8 of 13 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks 17 of 32. So after all that, they finished over 50%. Not much over 50%, but they did get over 50%. For Rockford East, I didn't finish up adding up their individual numbers. That's 12, 14, 16. That's 18 there. And 5 there. So Nick Enna led the E-Rabs with 20. Jordan Reynolds had 18, and Dantreon Dodd 13. So they put three players in double figures. Brandon Chester had 5. Marquavion Flint 4. And Charles Brunell and Scott Gowan each had 2. So that adds up to 64. For the Silver Streaks, also three players in double figures, led by a career-high 31 for Ethan Meeker. Devin Ross matched his career-high with 22. And Eric Thompson got into double figures. He had a double-double tonight with 10 points, 10 rebounds. Kevonte Shaw finished with 4. J.J. Range also had 4. Nick Myler had 2. Alan Massey, 1. And the Silver Streaks prevail here tonight, 74-64. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Jim Lee.
We are going to stick with our guns.
Yep.
Go with the guy that we talked about there in the late third, early fourth quarter, Devin Ross, who came up big on, well, offensively in the first quarter, and then he a little lull in there, but then he caught fire again, and especially once we started to have some injuries, especially the one to Meeker, goes to the locker room, we're thinking, who's going to score? Well, the one guy that has that potential left in the starting lineup, Devin Ross, stepped up, got the job done, and he is our Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Better call Dave. Today's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to Devin Ross, so he snaps Ethan Meeker's three-game streak on that. 74-64, Galesburg now 18-4 on the season, snapping a four-game losing streak. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk with Coach Mike Reynolds after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Is your water heater getting a little age on it and you're considering replacing it? Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. If there are any doubts in your mind about the life expectancy of your water heater, you may want to consider replacing it now. As of April 15th, new federal government regulations go into effect that could possibly double or even triple the cost of that replacement. Call me today at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate to replace your water heater and to find out why you shouldn't wait too long.
Tax increases for some and relief for others are among the things President Obama will propose in his State of the Union address tomorrow night. We'll have live coverage beginning at 8 p.m. on WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it by 10 tonight, 74-64 over Rockford East. And they finish 2-3 in their own tournament. Rockford East ends up winning one game with a victory over Minooka earlier today. That one went overtime. All right, so coming up the rest of this week now here on WGIL, let's go ahead and tell you the Illini take on Purdue coming up Wednesday night. Have that one at 7 o'clock for the pregame. Tip off a little after 8 o'clock. Heard John Gross saying on one of your reports earlier today, Jim, that they've got some things to figure out. Gosh, you think? Well, how many how many late second half leads have they not held on to? How many times, not even necessarily late second half, just had leads in the second half and fell apart at Ohio State. Couldn't hold on at Michigan. Back where they were up double digits in the second half up there, ended up losing. That would go overtime. Am I remembering that one right?
I can't remember if the Wolverine game went overtime or not.
Had a lead in the second half against Indiana. Couldn't hang on.
That was at home. Those hurt a little bit more. Yep. But, you know, they found some guy. You know, I thought when Ravonte Rice went out, I thought, my goodness, who's going to carry this team?
And then they turn around and beat Maryland right after that. It's hard to figure out.
I don't think Maryland's lost another game in the Big Ten.
Did they end up beating Michigan State? I never did here. Okay.
Beat them soundly.
Well, so good comeback win for them, obviously. So the Illini and Purdue coming up Wednesday here on WGIL. Galesburg girls back in action in the Western Big Six at Moline Thursday night. Have that one at 6:06 with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. Galesburg boys against United Township next Friday night at 7:06. And then the girls will wrap up their own King tournament coming up against Morton on Saturday. And they'll follow that up against Lincoln Way Central later on to close out the King tournament next Saturday when the boys will have a welcome Saturday off.
Well, and the girls are a little bit like the Illini right now. They're not finishing well in these games. Yep. United Township, they were in pretty good shape
and then had
a disastrous fourth quarter. And, played Urbana really tough but just made a few mistakes down the stretch. And then today, leading at halftime, and then, as that second half went along, things just got a little bit worse and couldn't finish there. And, again, these are against good teams.
Right.
But still, the Silver Streaks are a good team as well, and they want to count themselves in that group. But they lost another tough one there today, and will have to play equally as well if they want to have a chance to beat Morton on Saturday.
Here tonight, the Silver Streaks were up 25-16 after the first quarter over Rockford East, a first quarter in which they shot 12 of 17 from the field, and then had some problems in the second quarter as Rockford East came back, actually had a 5-point lead late in that quarter at 32-27. It was part of a 17-2 run by the E-Rabs in which they shot 7-11. Galesburg turned the ball over 7 times in the second quarter, and only a little 5-0 run at the end of the second quarter allowed the Streaks to go into the locker room tied at 32. We remained tied back and forth. It went. We had 5 lead changes in the third quarter and 4 ties. And after the fourth tie at 42-42 in the third quarter, the Streaks finished the third quarter on a 9-2 run, opened up a 7-point lead at 51-44. Early in the fourth quarter, Rockford East came back within 2 on 3 different occasions. And then once the Silver Streaks were up 57-55, they scored 6 in a row to open up an 8-point lead. And then the lead just kind of stayed right in that range, 6, 7, 8 points. Eventually the Streaks built it up to 10 and won it by 10 tonight here, 74-64, as we await a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. And more than anything, Jim, this team needed some confidence, I think, to get out of here with a victory, finish Monday on a good note so they could have some good practices Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, get ready for Friday. But watching the game, I don't think we're not fooling ourselves by any means into thinking that this team suddenly was playing great here tonight and all the problems are solved and you score 74 points so we're not in an offensive funk anymore, because they had some defensive lapses here tonight. So there's still plenty of things to work on going into this week to get ready for that UT game on Friday.
Yeah, and as we said, with the UT team, that's vastly improved over what there was early in the season. So
they haven't lost in January. So since the calendar turned, they're undefeated.
Since a certain guy showed up on the roster again, Mr. Miles is back. And so we will have our hands full, even though we'll be here at the home court on Friday night for the Silver Streaks boys. Reminder, the girls on the road Thursday night up at the Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline. So we'll send Tom and Eric up there and see if they can't get a much-needed conference win there, too, to stay in the conference chase.
Which reminds me, I wanted to see how Moline was doing at their own tournament, the Moline boys, that is.
They've had an interesting weekend. Got blown out on their home court by 21 Friday night by Quincy. But then came back and played some pretty good ball at their own tournament, I understand.
I think they finished 3-1 in that tournament. Peoria leads Manuel at halftime, 18-17. And where did I see that? I think Moline ended up winning that game tonight, if I remember right.
And I'm guessing Central and Manuel, like you said, that's a one-point game. First meeting of the year between those two teams over there. And from everything I've seen, I mean, they're going to play real close games any time they get together. Neither team is dominant, but they're both pretty good. And so you can probably expect that one to go right down to the wire over there at the River City Shootout at Bradley tonight.
Well, somehow I've worked my way back to halftime of the Moline game. Somewhere along the line, I missed the final. They were playing Chicago Heights Marion tonight. And I know I saw something about them going 3-1 in their own tournament. And if that's the case, then they had to have won that game tonight. So, yeah, that's a big comeback after really a disappointing loss to Quincy on Friday night, a Quincy team that really hasn't been playing all that well. And then to go up to Wharton Fieldhouse and win by 21 was a real eye-opener.
Yeah, I'm sure for Coach Schimmer and the rest of the club, that probably wasn't a very pretty scene afterwards in the locker room. They were probably starting over a little bit because you would figure with the leadership of Tyler Biscontine and some of their emerging young players that we thought maybe Moline would win that ball game, but didn't work out. So, you never know, as we say, especially these tournament games. I mean, Maine South walked out of here. I guess that was the predictable thing. They were the favorite, and they walked out without a loss. But everybody underneath had, some good moments and some tough moments in this tournament. I think Ryan Weber left pretty happy. It was Gurney Warren team. Had a lot of energy and three good shooters, and I think they certainly left here on an up note.
Well, the way they celebrated their victory over Galesburg on Saturday night, I commented that those kids were acting down there like they had just won the biggest game of their lives, and I just think from an emotional standpoint, they've had some ups and downs, so that was a huge win for them, and it certainly seemed to have carried them through the rest of the weekend. Yeah. Elmwood defeated Williamsfield at the ICAC tournament earlier today, I see, as well. All right, still waiting a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Let's take our final timeout. We'll talk with the head coach when we come back as Galesburg wins it here tonight. 74-64 over Rockford East. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
This is Michelle Bazzari with WGIL. The Galesburg Library offers a great reading program this month for kids up to age 12 called Read with Pete the Cat. At the end of January, they'll have a party. Just register for the party by the 29th. Get more details on the calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
WGIL congratulates Kim Woodkirk of Galesburg, one of our first WGIL button winners and the recipient of $200. Congratulations, Kim, from WGIL.
74-64, Streaks knock off Rockford East to wrap up the Martin Luther King tournament here. Silver Streaks go 2-3 in the tournament. They win their first one against Dunlap 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And then lose 3 in a row in the tournament, finish it off with a victory. So bookend victories for the Silver Streaks. They are now 18-4 on the season, and they'll play a team on the rise in United Township coming up on Friday night. And it sounds like we're going to see a pretty darn good sophomore team as well on Friday night, Jim. If what Tom Siegel said was true, UT's defeated his Rock Island sophomores twice already this year, I think he said. And they're looking pretty darn good, I think.
Yeah, and it's a roller coaster ride at UT. It is every year. They get high about some things that could happen, and then things kind of fall apart, and then they put the pieces together again for a little bit, and then they fall apart. And hopefully they'll fall apart Friday night for a while.
Yeah, people talk about two steps forward, one step back. It UT so many times, it seems like 6 steps forward, 9 steps back, 3 steps forward, 5 steps back, 8 steps forward. It's like the old game, Mother May I take 3 big steps forward? No, you may not.
Well, we took a little step here tonight, but like you said, nothing that nothing that's
got to keep it in perspective.
Going to make your season, but it was a game that you should have won. You did win. It just you avoided a devastating loss. I guess is probably the best way to put it here tonight. And you know the two guys led you that you need to have lead you.
That's right.
Ross and Meeker when all was said and done. So Mike Reynolds making his way across here and. You know, he's smiling right now. I think that's one of the things is a relief to win this game. I saw a lot of the kids coming out of the locker room and able to smile. You know, if they lost this game, there probably wouldn't have been too many of those tonight. So at least from that standpoint, we had a good evening.
Well, good smiles, too. I mean, we've seen some of the kids smiling. You know, we saw Ethan smiling after not hitting the three in the Rock Island game Friday night, but it was kind of a pained smile, you know. It was kind of one of those, you know, thanks, but... You know, he was smiling. I appreciate the compliment, but it wasn't a happy smile. Tonight, they are legitimately happy smiles. As Coach Reynolds joins us now, let's find out what the coach has to say about this one here tonight. Galesburg wins it by 10 over Rockford East. Jim, start us off.
All right, Coach. First out looked easy for a while, man. You guys were red hot in the first quarter. Thought, well, maybe there's a blowout at hand. But Rockford, a team that came back and won a game this afternoon, and they were pesky. They kept after you.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're aggressive, and they always play hard, and you know, we've played against them a lot here in my tenure here, and Roy always has those guys. I mean, they just play scrappy and hard, and when we went up there and played, it was a fight to win a game, and every time we come here, it's a fight to win the game. It's always down to the last minute, and you know, our guys gutted it out. Devin and Ethan there in that fourth quarter really gutted it out.
Maybe a little early to judge this. I guess we'll find out as the week goes along how important you think it was for these kids to get this win here tonight and get going on this week again.
It's a lot better than losing. I know
well, sure,
that.
You but
know,
I mean, but, from their confidence.
I think it's big. You know, and we had the right guy score. You know, Cavante didn't score a lot of points, but I don't think he's kind of got the mentality he can always score, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. But, you know, with Devin and Ethan, it was nice to see those guys break out and really lead the team. I mean, over 50 points. I think each of them probably had 4 or 5 rebounds. Each of them had, you know, 4 or 5 assists probably. It was nice to see.
You know, when Ethan had the bad ankle or whatever it was, and he had to go down the tunnel twice, and then Eric fell on the floor, and I mean, it was almost like you were just had a steady arm going down into the tunnel. It wasn't comical, but in one respect, after the way this season has transpired, it almost was.
Yeah, I mean, we just didn't want to get anybody hurt. Just get out of here healthy and you know, Ethan kind of waved me off. I was going to take him out when he's on the free throw line. He waved me off, and then, you know, we just kept, you know, he came down, and the trainer and his, you know, his dad's a doctor certainly looked at him, and they looked at Eric's hip, and I think everybody was good, and then, you know, we just continue to push forward. I don't, you know, there's nothing else we can do. You know, we just keep fighting like crazy, and we know come Friday, hopefully there's another big crowd here. I know UT's got their high major D1 player back in Jerry Miles, and like I told our guys, we got good players too. So we got to come here and fight like crazy and see what the outcome is.
You talked earlier today about maybe putting some kids out there tonight and testing them a little bit, seeing what they can do. Darius Salmon's got quite a bit of playing time. You got Nick Myler back out on the floor for a little bit. From the coaching perspective, how important was it now that you've had those guys out there and seen what they can do for you?
Well, good. I mean, I think, you know, we kind of knew what they brought. You know, they're you know, sometimes limited offensively, but defensively they're their toughness, and I think they saved us, you know, a few times with some offensive rebounds and some loose balls, and we need those possessions, you know. Anytime we can get extra possessions and you know, get to the free throw line. I know Nick missed a couple, but you know, one time Darius missed 3 shots in a row, got 3 rebounds, and finally kicked it out. And I think we ended up, you know, getting a foul, and then that's, you know, getting a foul on the other team's a big thing. A lot of times, you know, you get your better players to the bench, so it was good to see the energy and effort those guys brought. And Cody brought that good energy, too, like he has been. And those 3 guys really keyed us off the bench.
Coaches for years have been trying to figure out how to make their team better free throw shooters. And over the course of these 5 games, we had it pretty rough until down the stretch. I think between Ethan and Devin, we hit a number of free throws. But at one point there, we were well under 50% over the course of 5 games. You know, so many times people say, well, just set them on the line and practice 100 times. That'll make them better. But that doesn't always work, does it?
Well, I think, you know, again, when you have, you know, post player shooting, sometimes the percentage goes down. Eric really struggled. you know, and I think he knows that. And he'll commit to changing some, tweaking some things, and we'll work with him the next couple of days, and he'll be fine. You know, we're not going to lose our mind about that. I know we missed some free throws Friday night. People look back and say, well, you know, you missed four free throws in a row, five if you count the lane violation between JJ and Eric. And, you know, I don't know that wins or loses you a game. It'd certainly help us win, you know, get us a few more points. But, you know, in these tight ball games here come conference, we're going to have to shoot them better, certainly. I think we're a product of our own tournament. You know, I think we wore ourselves out. We didn't, you know, we didn't play a lot of guys Friday night. We need Devin and Ethan to play 32 minutes a game. And they basically did that for five straight games, and that takes a lot of guts and a lot of toughness, and their bodies aren't built like Grant's, you know, where they can take the banging, and their body's built on speed and athleticism, where Grant's on brute strength, and I think, you know, some guys forget that, well, Grant can really do it for all those games. Well, it's a different body type, and I thought those guys gutted it out like crazy, and you knew they were dead tired. You could see it in the second quarter they were dead tired. We're not comfortable with any backup point guards now except for those two, so we kept them out there, and you know, we got two choices. We can baby them through, or we can push them like crazy. And I think we got to keep pushing them, because we know when we get to the tough Friday night games, they're going to have to be out there. And this is the time mentally you kind of get over that hump.
Well, and you really did push him tonight, just the way the schedule worked out, it seems. I mean, this has been a tough, draining weekend in a lot of ways. And then to come out and play an up-and-down game like you had to play tonight, score 74 points to win it. I mean, you really have to exhaust every last ounce of energy as you had, but I thought it was encouraging to see them play with that energy that you talked about throughout that whole game to be able to carry it to the end.
Yeah, I mean, those guys wanted to win. You know, you could see it in their eyes at half. We kind of challenged them and just said, it's, you know, Rockford liked to win, but they'd also like to go home. Let's just keep pushing them that way home. And you know, we made just enough plays to figure it out. They're an athletic, scrappy team. You know, we couldn't, I think on a you know, a fresh night, maybe we can extend that score maybe a little farther. But you know, up and down the floor like we were defensively, we couldn't figure it out. We switched a whole bunch of stuff. We played all our zone defenses and you know, it didn't seem anything could get anything working. We got some stops there at the end and also made them run a lot of time off the clock. I think that helped us in the fourth.
All right, tiring weekend for the players, and I'm guessing even more so for the coaches. The players probably go home and go to sleep. You're probably laying there trying to figure out how to make the next game work, so you're probably happy to see a few days off here too.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to come in tomorrow and you know, ice it up and get the weight room and do a few things you know, to get us ready. You know, we think UT's really good, you know. But also they've been pushing their muscle around with Jerry back against teams that don't play like we do. They don't guard like we do. Teams that we throttled pretty easily earlier in the year. And I think, you know, if we're going to win Friday night, our defense and rebound has got to be just like it was against Rocky. And if we can do that, we'll have a good shot.
All right, Coach, thanks. Take care.
All right, thank you.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the postgame. And good to be talking a lot more relief after a victory here tonight over Rockford East, 74-64. Galesburg now 18-4 on the season. And that'll close out our coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball here at John Field Gymnasium and the King Tournament. Jim, our thanks to you as well, and we'll see you Friday night. Have a good week.
All right. You do the same. Short week at school, so I'm sure it'll be a cakewalk as you start the new semester.
Yeah, beginning of a new term. Doesn't feel at all like it'll be a short week. But thanks to Sean of the downtown studios for keeping us going here, and thanks to you for being with us as well as Galesburg wins it 74-64, snapping a four-game losing streak and getting their 18th win of the season. That'll do it for now from John Thiel Gymnasium. We'll be back Friday night against United Township for the final of eight straight home games, and we hope you can be with us as well. Good night from John Thiel Gymnasium.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.